From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The U.S. Senate on Monday voted for a temporary spending plan to fully reopen the federal government after a partial three-day shutdown. Senators approved legislation to keep federal agencies open through February 8th after Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell assured opposition Democratic lawmakers that he would, in the coming weeks, allow a vote on protecting about 800,000 young illegal immigrants from deportation. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer put that onus on the Republicans.
The Republican majority now has 17 days to prevent the Dreamers from being deported.
The legislation to end the shutdown must still be approved by the House of Representatives, but that is considered virtually certain before the measure is sent to President Donald Trump for his signature. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the United States plans to send a diplomatic team to Europe to discuss the Iran nuclear deal and countering Iranian activities in the Middle East.
We've designated individuals that are going to be meeting to talk about what are the principles around how we might approach Iran to address our concerns with the JCPOA, and how might we fix those, the flaws as as President Trump has described them.
Tillerson said the discussions could take place as early as next week. The United States is accusing Russia of costing innocent Syrian lives amid new reports of a suspected chemical attack in Syria. Activists and rescue teams say the Syrian government launched an attack with suspected poisonous gas that affected nearly 20 civilians in a rubble-held suburb near Damascus. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. This is VOA News. Monday, the European